Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word.
All right. Out of everyone here, how many of you know how to ride a bike? Without training wheels. Oh, Laura's hand went down immediately. All right. Did you ride your bike a lot during the summer? No, not this summer. Did you ride your bike a lot this summer? Yeah. I remember when I started learning how to ride a bike. And, you know, my dad was a minister, and growing up, we didn't have too much, but he would always somehow find these bikes, you know, on the side of the road. He didn't steal them. They were put out there for other people to get. And so when I was learning how to ride my bike, it'd always be a bike that was a little too high for me. So I always remember like being barely on tippy toes, and he would look and be like, "Yeah, you're fine." And I remember him teaching me how to ride my bike, and you know, I would sit down and I would grab the handles, and he would hold the back of my seat as he pushed me along the sidewalk at the time. And then we would do that a little bit, and he's like, "Okay, I want you to start pedaling faster and faster." And then, of course, I would be really nervous about this. Do you remember being nervous when you learned how to ride a bike? Yeah? As you're riding your bike, have you ever, like, fallen and like, scraped your knee? Yeah. And so that was what happened to me. And he was like, I was telling my dad, "Don't let go, don't let go. Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to let go." And his voice got further and further away for some reason. But he didn't let go. And I don't remember exactly if I looked back or whatever, but I lost control. I might have hit something, and I fell over. And I remember scraping this knee really badly. But that was how I learned how to ride my bike. And eventually, I built up enough practice and courage to be able to ride my bike on my own. And so growing up, I always was looking forward to getting married and having kids. And in my mind, it was like, this is a dad's job, to teach my children how to ride their bike. And so all my kids, once they started riding their bikes, is like, they had training wheels. I never had training wheels, but they got training wheels. It's like, there will be a day when we remove the training wheels and I will get to do the same thing my dad did me. I'm going to flat out lie to my child and tell them I am not going to let go of the seat. And then lo and behold, my oldest son, I asked his permission to share this story. Lo and behold, one day he goes to his friends, and I wasn't there, and they were out there riding their bikes, and Abel was just looking at them. And then he had ridden for, you know, a season with training wheels. He was looking at them, and he was like, "I think I could do that." And so he gets on this bike, he comes home and he shows me. He's like, "Dad, look at this." And he grabs a bike that has no training wheels, and he starts riding down the road, like, without anybody's help. And I was like, "What are you doing?" He was like, "I'm riding my bike." And I was so devastated because I was like, that was my job. I was supposed to teach you how to ride your bike. I was supposed to do the whole hold the seat. And I was like, "Don't let go. Oh, don't worry, I won't." But he imitated his friends by watching them ride their bikes. And through seeing them do it, built his own confidence. Of course, maybe, you know, if I did it, he would have a little less confidence because he would have to do it by himself. But by seeing his friends and imitating what he saw, he was able to far more quickly and with less bruises and scrapes imitate and begin riding his bike with courage and boldness. So I was pretty impressed, a little heartbroken. Might have cried a little bit. I'm not sure. The Bible says, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." And as Christians, youth especially, have the benefit of having all of these people that you can watch as they live as Christians. And not all of us are, you know, perfect examples, of course, but the Bible tells us that we can look to others and learn what it means to be as Christ followers as we see how they live their faith. But most importantly, we should, whenever we hear about Jesus, whenever we read about Jesus, we can know how we ought to live. And for us, one of the things that we can always strive to do is to be imitators of Christ. The Bible tells us to be imitators of God. And as we imitate, just like Abel, when he imitated his friends riding his bike, it became easier and easier. And sometimes living as a Christian, to be honest, can be really tough. But when we watch other people who are before us and who have had the experience and a closeness with God, and we watch them and imitate them, it becomes easier and easier for us to become like Christ as well. And so if ever in doubt, let us look to Christ, his life, and all that he says to us, and let us strive to be imitators of him. And with the confidence in knowing that we will become more like him as we practice. As they say, practice makes? No, that's incorrect. Practice does not make perfect, because we can never make perfect, but, right, practice makes progress, right? And so that's our prayer and our hope. And as we put our trust in Christ, we know that we will be made perfect in him. With that, let's bow in a word of prayer. If you can please repeat after me. Dear Lord, we give you thanks for the example of all the Christians who have gone before us and who are here with us. But most importantly, we thank you for the example of Jesus Christ, who lived perfectly, and that we can imitate day after day. Help us to be like you, and to be faithful to you forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.